Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, Spumoni. Creamy deliciousness from Naples. Not quite frozen custard, not quite gelato. Soft and cool sweetness. Three layers that taunt my taste buds. Cherry, chocolate, and pistachio. Daddy-o makes me gladio. Neapolitan's cousin. Hey, Spumoni. Carnival in my mouth. Traditional Christmas treat mixed with nuts and fruits and whipped cream makes my eyeballs dream. Hey, Spumoni.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7 already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Trump administration wants to extend the amount of time migrant families can be detained at the southern border by replacing the Flores Agreement, which says kids can't be held more than 20 days.
After that, they and often their families are released into the country until their cases are heard, which often takes years or months to happen, given the heavy backlog in our immigration courts with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border each month.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, legal challenges are expected and no turning back for Matrix fans.
What is the Matrix? It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Keanu Reeves will return to the role of Neo in The Matrix 4.
Oh, national news?
Variety, Lana Wachowski is set to write and direct, with Carrie Ann Moss also back on board.
She has one minute.
Fox's Michelle Pollino. Production reportedly begins next year. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a morning radio program that would never fall like the Roman Empire with Greg Budell.
Losing weight is all the rage. Everybody in Rome is either in a steam room or a vomitarium. I mean, half of Rome is either cooking or puking.
Jay Scott.
Bring me a small liar.
Small liar. Small liar. I didn't do it.
I wasn't even there. I was at a friend's house. The check is in the mail. Not that kind of liar.
It's Emily Hayes.
Occupation. Stand-up philosophy. Oh. A bullshit artist.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
The jig is up
and gone.
So get ready for your treasure bath.
Yeah, watch this.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Don't you know your left flank from your right flank?
I'm sorry, sir. I flunked flank.
You flunked flank? Get the flunk out of here.
Hey, thank you for listening. And it only gets worse. Here, three men and a lady. I'm your gracious and somewhat impaired host, Greg Dome. With me in the studio, Jay's working on random facts in today's pop quiz. Emily Hayes. But what about that weather forecast?
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
You know, pretty much a textbook August day. High temperature in the mid-90s, check. Heat index above 100, check. Scattered random spotty thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening, check. Check, please. More storms tomorrow scattered around the area, mid-90s again. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be in more generous supply. Still no guarantee every town will get wet, but you need to be flexible with your outdoor plans this weekend because of better-than-normal rain chances as a front moves into the state. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now this morning, a slight southeasterly breeze at 3, 94% relative humidity, of course, and the temperature 74, 707.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You know, this usually happens at a very bad time when you are in a hurry and you've got a lot of things on your mind. There's a plumbing issue. Oh, no. Whether it's a busted toilet or you have a broken pipe, they're going to take care of you at Plumbing by Luke Wire. They even will install a new hot water heater for you. They are bonded, fully insured for your protection. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And by the way, they guarantee all plumbing repairs for 1 year. The whole house plumbing inspection is something I highly recommend. I had it done because I wanted to know, is there, you know, if I go out of town, is there going to be something terrible that I come back home to with a squish when I step on the carpet? And so think about that, because it's good peace of mind. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Today is August 21st, National Senior Citizens Day. I said it's National Senior Citizens Day. Boy. Senior Citizens Day. No, I don't know your grandson. Yes, I'm sure he's quite handsome and successful. Hey, have a great National Senior Citizens Day.
And we wish that to everybody who has earned the privilege of making it.
I talked to my grandma yesterday.
How old is that guy? At famous Los Angeles history. That's Shadow?
Shadow Stevens. I would say he's got to be a senior citizen.
He's been around a long time. Google that.
I'm Googling it right now for you. Holy cow, he looks older than I thought.
He's in Los Angeles.
What was the age you thought?
I was going to guess 69.
You were very close, 71 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I remember him. See, I remember him looking like this, and it's not coming up. Oh, you stupid thing.
Host TV game shows, I think, for
a while.
Yeah,
he did.
Like, I remember him looking like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, is there a glare? Yeah. Now he looks like... Now he looks like that.
Oh, you kidding.
Wow. Oh, wow. Shadow.
That's what, real interesting
that's
for y'all at home.
Hard drinking and drugs will do. Was he a boss jock on KHJ?
He sure was. Yeah, he was part of... Well, look, when... I may have mentioned this before. If I did, forgive me. I used to work for Styx.
Styx! You haven't now mentioned that out. In the last now 7 minutes.
And when the first time I went... 709, let's see how traffic's moving.
We're rolling on into the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. We see one accident. It is at the Birmingham Highway and the Western Boulevard, so if you're headed into Maxwell or coming into town out of Prattville, be careful there. The interstates look good this morning. We don't have any big hang-ups. I-65 and I-85 look like the traffic is at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the rest of the boulevard is busy. We look out around the Troy Highway and Vaughan Road. We see some congestion in that area, and if you're coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, there's a pretty big crowd rolling with you. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
I think we all agree that first responders are some of the greatest people.
Without question.
And there's a group of firemen near St. Louis... that recently helped a woman in a wheelchair after they saw her tip over trying to get into her home. Her house wasn't wheelchair accessible, so she had to wheel herself through the front yard and then make it up multiple steps to get inside the house. When she tipped over, luckily she wasn't hurt, but they knew it would happen again, so a bunch of firemen went back to her house a few days later with shovels and concrete and built her a path. They dug out part of the front yard to make it even and poured cement, made a path all the way from the sidewalk to her front porch, and they put the ramp in for her.
Nice.
The most amazing part is none of them were on the clock. They did it on their time off. They weren't paid for it. That's how much they cared. That's what the story says, that it's amazing that they weren't on the clock. I don't think that doing kind things when you have the free time to do that, I don't think that's amazing. I think that's being a good neighbor.
I think
a good
so too.
Steward.
Did you see on Facebook the other day of the firemen who were cutting lawns for people who can't do that anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I think that.
I like that.
I think that's great that they do that. I mean, but I think that a lot of folks.
Well,
not everybody's horrible, as the media would have you believe.
It's nice to acknowledge it.
It's nice to know that there are still folks that say, you know, I have free time. I can spend it on the couch.
Yeah.
Or I can go do a good deed in my community that helps out my neighbor.
The people who deliver meals at every day at lunch, you know, for people who need.
I mean, I think about my grandma who's alone now, and she is a part. She's joined up with this senior community group in Blount County, and there's a guy that drives a little bus that comes and picks them up, and they go
nice.
Have these activities and stuff. But it's, you know,
not
everybody has family or a support system that could be there to help them put in a ramp.
That's true.
Or to mow the lawn.
Well, you know what this is?
It's
good news.
It is good news.
Yes, it is. That is excellent news, happy news. And if I may just say something on behalf of a client, not every community is blessed to have a Gulf States Mobility, because that's what they do. And they, you know, I didn't realize they not just, they're based in Wetumpka, but they help people all over the southeastern United States. Their service is not only unique, but it's rare. And they do a phenomenal job.
And boy, oh boy, as I get older, I keep thinking about people like that. Please be around when I'm around, when I need your help someday.
You're going to live to be 100. And you know what? Even at 100, you'll still be...
adorable. Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
I got some good news. I'll share a little bit later. That's a big tease, ain't it?
That is.
7:13 is the time.
Heard any gossip?
Thank you there, Louis Armstrong.
So I did that a couple of weeks ago. What was that for? Do you remember?
I don't know, but Jay just got a cheese slice.
I did a random fact about Louis Armstrong because he liked to promote laxatives.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We saw that picture. Crap.
That picture of him on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did it for free because it worked so well.
Because he really enjoyed laxatives.
Yeah.
Are you a voiceover guy? No, I'm a...
just a fan.
A toilet over guy.
14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Well, some people are going to be getting their jolly news from the email that says G2 paperless billing from Alabama Power. And they're going to look at that number and say, oh man, is there anything we can do about this without being miserable through a long, hot summer? Yeah, there is. Something that you invest in now that will pay for itself quickly, and that's Masterfoam. Masterfoam is the ultimate insulation. Whether you install it into an existing home, it absolutely seals out the heat. It's not, you know, the insulation they roll into the grooves of your attic. That's, I don't even know what that does. It just takes up space. But Masterfoam absolutely seals the heat outside your house, lowers your attic temperature by 40 or 50 degrees, which means your living areas will take far less energy to cool. You can save up to a third or more on an existing home, and if you're building a house, half. If you insulate with Masterfoam. To get the ball rolling, to at least get an estimate and see how much you can save, call Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, and find about Masterfoam, the ultimate insulation for your home or business. Lower those costs. If you want to look them up online, go to master-foam.com. It is 7:15. We've got your local news. Jay does have random facts ready to go, and that'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and we'll find out the specials for this week, too, right after we get to the end there at 7:16. Here's your name.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after electrical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. Students in Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. Georgia Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Elizabeth Warren claimed she was Native American, but she is ready to gain back America's trust.
I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Elizabeth Warren wants to put your mind at ease if you still have reservations.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren is remorseful and wants to offer voters a peace pipe.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren wants to move this country forward. Let her show you how.
Sorry.
And now,
there's a warrant out for another arresting edition of
Random.
I wondered how you were going to work that in.
And he's not feeling well. And he's still got it in him.
It's pretty good.
That he does.
Yeah, I've been told I sure am filled with it.
You're full of it.
Did you know the cornea is the only part of the human body that contains no blood supply?
What? Say what? What are you talking about, Willis?
How does it live?
I don't know.
It feeds off the subcutaneous tissue of the eyeball. That's what sustains the cornea.
I've heard you use that same word to describe clouds.
Back to you, Jay.
They don't require blood either.
I'll save a comment I came across
okay
for off the air.
Okay.
Did you know the opposite of compulsive hoarding is compulsive decluttering?
Somebody can declutter the bonus room at my house. That would be great.
Is that the room where everything went?
Yeah, when we got everything out of the Millbrook house, everything went to the bonus room.
You have no place yet.
It's like a TBD, to be determined.
Right. Well, yeah.
I have two bedrooms that have become storage rooms.
Yeah. We got a lot done last weekend, and I'm hoping this weekend that we knock it out. But yeah, that's a.
Is it
like that Marie
Kondo?
Yeah. If it doesn't bring you joy,
get rid of it.
Compulsive hoarding. And the opposite is?
Compulsive decluttering.
Oh, I need that. Yeah.
I need that.
Did you know if you were to drive to the sun in a car, if for whatever reason there was some way to drive to the sun.
Go at night.
That's a Polish joke.
I've heard it as the dumb blonde joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard it as the Auburn fan joke, the Alabama fan joke.
Yep.
We're going at night.
Rich is getting a lot of cheese this week.
Well, he's full of it. Yeah. If you were to drive a car going 60 miles per hour, it would take you around 180 years to drive to the sun.
180 years?
180 years.
In the year 2525.
Did you know there's an artist by the name of Graham Short, which is a fantastic name for a guy who does very, very tiny engravings.
Ooh.
But very tiny engravings. In fact, what?
Go not ahead. A good name for a porno star.
Should I dump that?
Well, it's too late now.
I'm not feeling well.
The color red has never been so bright.
Holy cow, we better put some sunblock on or Rich is going to turn us all into skin cancer patients with the glow he's
Go ahead.
Up.
What about Graham Short?
Is that the sun? No, it's just Rich Thomas. He's embarrassed. Graham Short engraves tiny things, and how he does this is he straps his arms down so that they stay steady.
Okay.
He uses Botox in his eye or on his eyes.
Jeez. Why on his eyes? Like, I know that celebrities use Botox under their armpits to keep them from sweating on the red carpet, but why
is
do they?
Right?
I think it keeps his. Kidding. I think it keeps his eyes open, his eyes wide.
Because it kind of makes you involuntarily stiff.
Yeah.
So
he lowers his heart rate to 20, his BPM to 20 to 25 beats per minute, and then he works in between his heartbeats.
You're kidding.
How do you learn that you have this ability?
Is he doing it now, or was this a guy who did it in the past, or is it he's a current day?
Let me find out some of his art so that I can kind of give you an idea of how small he works.
Wow. That's like a watchmaker kind of guy.
I mean, that's intense.
A guy who repairs stuff like that?
Yeah. And I don't think this will be big enough for me to even show you.
It's not going to be big enough for you to see on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, like, an idea of, I don't want to go to Pinterest.
But how ironic that his name is Short.
Yeah. But he's a micro-engraver.
Micro-engraver.
And I will try and find something that will give an idea. But anyway, that's who he is, and that's what he does. RSVP, we've all heard of that. It's an initialism. Do you know what it working to do your wedding, probably
respond,
you know.
Respond, s'il vous plaît.
That is exactly right.
Oh, you're kidding. I never knew this my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Or it's
Rapunzel, let down your...
Yeah, it's...
Rapunzel, let down your response.
Yeah, it's French.
By this time, or you're not getting chicken or fish.
Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
Meaning, please respond, require confirmation of an invitation.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Did you know?
Yeah, and you get RSVP... Oh, the RSVP situation.
An art collector was wanted by Sotheby's and Christie's. Both of them wanted this guy. And he had to pick one. So he had the auction houses fight each other to auction off his $20 million worth of his paintings. The way he did this was he had them do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's true. I did read that. It was true. Isn't that amazing?
It's wonderful because it's like, okay, well, I can make you guys do anything. Okay, fine. Rock, paper, scissors. Did you know, and I did not, that the when the CEO of discount supermarket chain Aldi...
Are you about to say discount Dracula?
No. When the CEO of Aldi was kidnapped, he haggled about his ransom money and claimed the sum as a tax-deductible business expense in court after his release.
Didn't we learn that yesterday, that you could... That ransom is tax deductible.
It's deductible, right?
We did learn that yesterday.
It was the day we did, or maybe Monday. Truth
it
or
was Monday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was truth or baloney.
Right.
Did you know the word honcho?
Okay.
Like head honcho.
As in head.
Right. Yeah.
Honcho
is derived from the Japanese word hancho.
Yeah.
Which means squad leader in Japanese.
Oh.
It's believed the word came into English during World War II when American soldiers heard their Japanese prisoners addressing their lieutenants as hancho.
Oh.
And then they got honcho, and that's how it...
And that must be the head hancho over there.
That's how it came about.
How about that?
I'm going to test this one right now.
Sup?
Name a card. Any card.
A car or barracuda?
No. A card.
Three of spades.
The ace of spades.
What's the dead man's?
Dead man's hand? That's aces over eights.
Yeah, okay.
So, when asked to name a card, most people will pick the ace of spades.
Because of Motorhead?
Yeah.
Well, he picked three of spades, which was interesting. He got the suit right, not the...
I bet Queen of Hearts comes up a lot, too.
Possibly, you know, I would think that would be more. Actually, I'm surprised.
No, have you ever heard Ace of Spades from Motorhead?
I mean, I have, but most people will know Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland before they know
before they know Motorhead and Lemmy.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man.
Did you know that Sir James Matthew Barry?
Okay.
Assigned the copyright in Peter Pan to Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Peter Pan is the only copyright in the UK that has been extended in perpetuity, meaning the hospital will receive royalties forever.
And I bet the royalties are pretty handsome.
Yeah, probably so.
Handsome.
They like to say that this is the copyright which can never grow old.
Oh,
that's good. That's really good.
I'd give them a cheese slice, but it's too sweet.
Yeah. Creative.
Yeah.
And finally...
Give them a sugar cube.
Did you know that hummingbirds are only found in the Western Hemisphere, with almost half the species living around the equator? About 5% of hummingbird species live primarily north of Mexico, and only about 2 dozen species visit the U.S. and Canada.
And we've seen some here.
Yeah, do you have a hummingbird?
No, they're back.
I don't have one, but...
They visit my feeders.
Yeah.
You have a hummingbird feeder then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's what I'd like to know, because there's no sign in the yard that says, hummingbirds, you know, food station here.
How do they get the word?
It's a very sweet liquid, though, isn't it? They probably can pick up the scent, you know?
Maybe that's it.
You think that's it?
But I almost feel like there is a generational or communication, like they remember the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And come back to it. I don't know about their migration patterns or where they hide during the winter, but they are just the most amazing things to watch, because they will sit there with their little tiny beak in that little opening and hover there for 10, 15 seconds, make a little adjustment, and then come back for more. They're almost like little hummingbird food junkies.
Some of the greatest high-speed photography, where there's several frames, is our hummingbirds.
Yeah. Those wings.
Yeah,
they are truly... I could sit there and watch them, you know, and just be entertained by nature.
Where do they go on a cold day, on a rainy day?
That's what I just said. I don't know what they're...
Because they have to eat. They have to... If they move, they have to eat.
Did you tell us in Random Facts that they don't sleep? They are always awake or something?
I don't know. I know that with dolphins...
You don't have to look it up now.
Well, I know with dolphins, half their brain goes asleep while the other half stays awake. And it's because they have to breathe Breathing is a voluntary. It's not an involuntary situation.
Uh-huh. Oh,
breathing is something they have to be conscious of.
Uh-huh.
So half of them is asleep and half of them is awake when they're resting.
Interesting. I love my random facts. There you go.
7:31. Now coming up, we're going to have a $10 food outlet pop. Sorry, even my popper is
sick. Your popper's a little sick.
Hang on, let me take some of this medicine. There you go.
I'm not using the second question, Rich.
That was
the one that made him turn red?
Yes.
Jeez. On Wednesday, now it's always cost plus 10 throughout food outlets, so if they didn't do specials, it's still worth making at the location for your big weekly grocery shop. But they always mark down, even for... You go to a chain grocery store and see what they want for a T-bone steak. How much per pound? I'll bet it's $11, $12.99 minimum. $5.95 a pound for T-bones at food outlet this week. A three-pack of fresh tomatoes, 85 cents. You go to the chains and pick up a couple of tomatoes, and it's like putting steak on that little scale when you see...
I know.
$4 for three tomatoes?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah.
85 cents for three at food outlet. Medium eggs... Two and a half dozen. So that's 30 eggs for $1.23. I mean, I can make up some really eggy omelets for you guys because I'm going to absolutely pick up one of those.
If you feel better.
Containers. Yeah. Sandwich bread, 77 cents a loaf. That's like prices from 40 years ago. And their bread, the Surefine brand, is excellent. In fact, all the house products with the Surefine label are great. And if you drink a lot of bottled water, it's $1.99 for a 24-pack of purified rocks and water at Food Outlet. You'll save throughout the store. Nice people with three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where Bailey Grahams are dispatched when we're in the fresh chicken tender department.
Correct.
And, of course, on Main Street in the Preferred Community. So let's give away $10 of shopping with today's Pop Quiz question. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Emily and Rich have both come to a consensus here.
Whoa.
The very first question that she asked is also the very first question that Rich asked, and it's going to be the question for the pop quiz.
Did she have that second question, too?
She didn't have the second question, no. If you're driving a car going 60 miles per hour, how long would it take you to drive to the sun? That's all we need to know.
Oh.
How long would it take to drive to the sun?
Are there stoplights along the way, or there's no stoplights?
Are there any roundabouts? Because on account of you, I want to know why.
I mean, you got to go through Atlanta, but...
then add an extra 48 hours to the trip. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. Call us now and win.
Yay!
By the way, everybody that calls qualifies for end of the week grand prize drawing, which now... Which now includes a Baumhauer's tailgate to-go package, big tray of party wings, gooey fries, and chips, salsa, queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. So if you don't win, make sure you get your name and last initial in.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic is building up. It's a busy morning. We have an accident on the boulevard. It is near Vaughn Road, so be careful if you're in that area. We also see our normal hang-up of traffic on I-65 as you head into downtown. If you're coming off of I-85, look out on South Union Street, and Madison Avenue is pretty crowded if you're headed into downtown that way. Highway 231's busy coming out of Wetumpka. Look out around the River Bridge, and once you reach the boulevard, be careful in the school zones, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt, you Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Well, if you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Catman is going to get the first chance to win today's pop quiz.
Hey, hi.
Hey, 180 years.
That is correct.
That's right.
Although I think it would take twice as long as you went if you only went at night.
I love that. That never gets old.
Yeah, Rich, you're killing me this morning, man. It's been awesome.
We're all, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, he's, we're all feeling it.
Random Facts brought to you by Graham Short this morning. All right, hang on, Catman. Congratulations.
Don't go away. And if everybody else is still there, let's say hi to Teddy. Teddy, we thank you for calling. You've qualified for some great prizes at the end of the week. I'm sorry.
Oops, you there?
Was a little bit. I'm just trying to get through here.
Okay,
Bolt.
I got you.
Teddy, I'm sorry. Emily pushed my hand down.
That is not true.
And here's Bolt.
What's up, man?
I didn't want to hang up.
We're glad.
Y'all have a good morning.
Right,
thank
you.
Take care.
I'm not even near the telephone.
But I got away with it, didn't I?
Yeah. That's right. Until we get that camera in here. You're okay.
It is 7:37. We don't like the conundrums here.
I didn't, but I'm a woman.
We have a couple left over that we can check.
Okay.
And we'll give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Radar is bone dry right now, as it frequently is at this hour of the morning. Usually by about lunchtime. Sometimes earlier, but usually by about lunchtime, the radar starts coming alive and then reaches a peak between, about 3 and 6 p.m. And then sometimes lasts till about 9 p.m. That's a typical summer day, and today is going to be a routine August day. High in the mid-90s, heat index above 100. Yesterday we had a high of 95 and a heat index 102. We'll be in the same general neighborhood today. Scattered, spotty, random storms, you know the deal. You could get 2 inches at your house while a few neighborhoods away, not a drop. That's the way it works in the summertime. Low temperature tonight, 73. More scattered storms tomorrow, mid-90s again. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances actually go up a couple of notches. So they'll be scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around. Still, not every town gets one, but be flexible. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now, 94% humidity. Ouch. Southeast breeze at 3. It's 74 at 7:39.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wednesdays are special above and beyond the fact that the food outlet specials change, because every Wednesday we get a new Barney episode.
That's right.
And today, Barney, we have to play at this hour because we know we have a massive audience of parents and kids in the car.
Yeah.
And this one is about the very sensitive topic of parental happiness.
Oh.
So that's coming up. And then we'll have today's animal stories. Oh, boy. So that'll be coming up. Well,
I put some papers in front of you. I don't know if you saw.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Animal stories.
Yeah.
I like animal stories.
It's all right around the corner here.
You remember when PETA was against the animal crackers? Remember that they were...
It's funny you say that, because when he said animal story, I started hearing the Shirley Temple animal crackers in my soup song.
And PETA wanted to get rid of animal crackers because they thought it was barbaric almost.
Sometimes I think PETA's quackers.
Quack, quack.
Yeah.
Buh. That's the best you're going to get. That may be the best moment of the morning you're going to get from me. On this Talk 93.1 FM, I am so grateful for everybody that gets behind this show and this radio station all day long, who keep us on the air. But, over a long period of time now, whenever I need anything, I've bought a lot of stuff at Brian Jewelry over the years. But sometimes that expertise comes into play in a very, very special way. And I just need to take a moment to thank Lynn Bryan. She's part of the Bryan family, 3 generations of real professional jewelry, for helping turn, sadness into happiness. And I think it's Thursday Goose is going to receive that package from Bryan Jewelry.
Nice.
With brand new items repurposed and turned into something she's gonna love. She actually browsed the website and found 3 items that, and guess what? It worked out so that those 3 items
great
work in concert with the value of what she's trading in. So she's trading in unhappy memories for happy ones and stuff she's absolutely going to love. And my daughter has great taste. I was very impressed with what she found on the Brian Jewelry website. That's brianjewelry.com. They specialize in, of course, occasions of all types. By the way, their brand new Roll Tide War Eagle showcases will be coming in very, very shortly. They're restocking, and they're going to have all kinds of new things this year that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports. I will let you know the date that those are available. But in the meantime, for birthdays, anniversaries, or if you're just going to pop the question, this is the place to go with 63 years of experience. Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main and Bradville, brianjewelry.com. Join the club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more.
The Fox Business Network. There's another sign Americans were shopping this summer at discount chains. Target's earnings for the quarter are better than expected. Its stock is rallying. Its sales at existing stores were up 3.4%. Target also is predicting this year will be better than its original estimates. Retail analyst Mary Eppner says Target is stepping up to challenge Amazon, and you'll see that resulting in lower prices for holiday shopping.
I believe there are going to be a lot of price wars for the holiday period, and Target will have to compete in that. But I think that they will be one of the winners, because even if there is a recession, and I say if, I think that customers will still gravitate towards Target and Walmart, and they will fare okay.
Home improvement chain Lowe's also reported a better than expected quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosolda.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
And now a star is born. On August 21st, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Usain Bolt.
Okay, Mom, put your feet in the starting stirrups. On your mark, push! Faster, you got this! Almost at the finish line! 9.58 seconds. Congrats, Mom. It's a world record.
Usain Bolt, a star is born.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students at Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. George Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after mechanical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
The Harriet 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the day we never pronounce correctly. Wednesday?
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit caravitavillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey kids, the world is a big scary place and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about your parents' happiness. All their lives your parents were told having kids brings great rewards, but researchers have now found out you first have to move out of their house. Having children gives parents happier lives, but only after you move out. I wonder kids, what's it like before you move out? Having children is driving your parents nuts. They start drinking after you get on the bus. You're the cause of all their torture, but at least they can look forward to the day you get your butt out of the house. All those people who said having children is rewarding must have already had the pleasure of drop-kicking their kids to the curb. Barney loves you!
Still a little dark before you animal stories. At 7:48, Randall is waiting to talk to us.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, I just wanted to go. I'm going to talk about the animal crackers while I go in PETA. Yeah. About a year ago, only that I remember this, Greg said, this is going to be the only time that y'all ever hear me agree with PETA, and that's when they took the cage off the box. I don't know if that's the same.
I remember that.
You know, they showed it about a year ago, and they I remember Greg saying that. I didn't know if that was the same thing to you, but they did succeed on that, though. But like I said, I guess the box looks better now that they all free and running through the woods.
No, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you eat them a little easier, don't it?
Well, we've just run out of time, Randall.
Appreciate your call, buddy.
So, Bailey barking now.
Here are today's animal stories on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm head zookeeper, Greg Budeau. Aren't you?
Wait, what would that make us?
Well, you know, they used to, it's an old term now, but they used to call it the morning zoo.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what they did was they put four people in a radio studio. Everybody had their own agenda.
Yeah.
And everybody's yakking at once, and that was supposed to be entertaining.
Zoo, yeah.
Not us, though.
No.
I worked for a radio station that was The Zoo, ZEW in Mobile.
The Zoo.
That was really popular.
All right, our first story involves, you know, I was going to do something here.
Le Zoo.
To accompany this, but in my impaired state.
Oh, man. Alabama?
Yeah. just for two basic words here. The Limu Emu.
I don't like that commercial.
There is something...
I don't like this.
There's something about it that I kind of like, but they run all the time.
Gosh, they sure do. By the way, do you remember when white shirts, yellow dress shirts were... people would wear them in the office, but you don't ever see yellow dress shirts anymore.
Well, Liberty Mutual, that's what LIMU stands for. It's the stock exchange symbol.
Oh.
They decided, well, LIMU rhymes with emu, so we'll
find it. Let's go with that, right? There was a board meeting with people in suits and ties who said, I got an idea.
How about a gecko and Geico?
Yeah, right. It's very similar, isn't it? The Arizona Department of Public Safety was able to help an escaped emu find its way home by tackling it at the side of the highway. Trooper Doug Gagne reported an escaped emu in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is, and he arrived on the scene to find the bird being chased around Interstate 8 by some witnesses wielding a blue tarp. Gagne said the group's lucky break came when the emu tripped on a barbed wire fence and was able to tackle the 80-pound bird. They're big, but it's all in the middle. You know, they have these skinny legs, and they have this enormous bulk in the middle, and that...
Some stores sell emu in the meat section. Did you know that?
Cost plus 10.
Yeah.
So the owner was able to capture it safely. It was the first time in 5 years on the job that the Phoenix police had to deal with an escaped bird.
We have a car four. We have an emu alert.
We had... I was going home, and in Arrowhead, there were peacocks walking up and down lawns.
Where the hell did they come from?
I don't know. I think people can keep them. I'm not sure.
Really?
Well, remember that lady that tried to get on the plane with the emotional?
The support.
The emotional support animal?
Yeah.
From Boston?
What is wrong with me?
You're impaired.
I'm impaired.
A young girl discovered something slithery at a New Jersey airport security checkpoint. It was a 15-inch long snake.
You.
TSA officials at Newark Liberty International Airport said in a release it appears the thin black snake with a yellow ring around its neck was forgotten by a traveler.
Of course.
How does that happen? How do you leave your snake at the luggage pickup?
Got my phone, my keys.
Where's my snake?
Where's my ticket?
She alerted a TSA officer and a gray checkpoint bin was placed over the snake, which turned out to be a harmless species.
Thank God.
They closed the line temporarily and Port Authority police took the snake away. The owner of the snake should not call and expect to be reunited with their reptile.
Oh, I see.
And then finally, we have a story here. A California family's home security camera was rolling when a black bear wandered into the house and raided the refrigerator.
Well, as you do.
When we stayed in Yellowstone, the first thing they tell you if you're camping at Yellowstone is to make sure your windows are rolled up tight and that you don't leave food out. And we were camping. It was in the middle of the night. We heard this giant crash. And sure enough, through the side of our tent, we could see the silhouette of a black bear, which just bashed out the people next door, the back window of their station wagon, and was just hauling. And once they start, you got to let them finish.
Exactly. Hey, Mr. Bear. Right.
You know. Yeah, you don't want to go, Mr. Bear.
These folks never see Yogi or... Jellystone Park, or know anything about that?
Yeah, Yogi Bear is based on a true story.
Don't leave out your picnic baskets.
Hey, boo-boo.
The black bear was eating taco meat and ice cream from the refrigerator, and the whole thing was caught on security cameras. A sheriff's office deputy responded to the home and was able to drive the bear away by shooting it with a bear round.
Tranquilizer.
Yeah. So the bear eventually left through the open garage door. That it came in
through. Came in through the bathroom.
There you go. That's your animal stories for today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. One more time there, Doug.
What?
Emu.
We had a place near our house in when Janelle was growing up that kept emus. And every day you drive by there and you see three or four cars with their kids looking out at these big birds wandering around. They could be aggressive, but they also respect fences, which is kind of neat.
They used to, like I said, carry it in the fresh meat section, but I haven't seen it in a long time. But
must taste like,
I'm guessing, what, chicken, like they always say?
Probably. Yeah. Everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
7:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There is a place at 1135 Northeastern Bypass called Lewis Lawn. And we hope the next time you have a need for anything in the way of outdoor maintenance, you will choose them. How exciting to see the Lewises. I've known them for, they're part of my 10-year club.
Mm-hmm.
And I so appreciate their loyalty. And we hope when you have a need for a mower, blower, pressure washer, anything that involves edging equipment, that you'll visit them and buy there. Because you'll get a good price, but you'll also get a warranty that means something, because at Lewis Lawn, they can repair or service any product that they sell. They have a full service department in the back. And so I was just so excited to find my friend Hannah has started working for Lewis Lawn. And, of course, you know about Chad Sasser. He's been there, I think, forever. He's the guy that can tell you which manufacturers have special incentives or rebates on particular product lines each and every month. And your whole experience there will be very, very positive. It's also the place that sells that stainless, it's not stainless steel, it is a steel-reinforced grabber. It's about 3 feet long, so if you need to, you know, tidy up around bushes or roses and things like that, this thing will allow you to get in there and get the stuff out without, you know, cutting up your forearms trying to get at it. It's just one of those things that makes a difference. I paid $24 for it 8 years ago, and it still works. Lewis Lawn, 244-9191 is the number. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and they're wonderful folks to deal with. Like this guy here, Mr. William B.
Good morning. How is everybody? Emily, you said you used to work for the zoo. Would that be 92 Zoo?
Yeah, that's where I started in radio.
Yeah, I remember that station as I was passing through Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile. Next to that landmass.
I wonder if Mobile has a mobile app.
That was the station that for a while there, they would change their format like daily or whatever, and sometimes it'd be playing blues, sometimes something else. Is that the one I'm thinking about?
On Sunday, they had a blues program, and at night they had, when I was there, they had a cool jazz.
That's what I thought. They kind of changed up from time to time.
Little AM radio stations in little towns years ago. You remember this, Greg? I know you're suffering right now. But they would have block programming where they might have traditional pop music in the morning. Yes. Then they go to country. And then they may go to gospel for a little while.
I think that was especially common in smaller towns.
Yeah. Little radio
stations. Yeah, I remember stations doing that. And way back when I was in the Air Force stationed at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. Yes, that's real in the name of it.
Right,
Seymour Johnson, eh?
Let that one alone.
Yep.
We living in the barracks, you know, we had a lot of disposable income, so we got cable with every channel possible. And I remember when they had the Playboy Channel,
mm-hmm.
It was religious programming until 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, jeez.
It was as a kind of, I don't know, they forced them to do that or something, you know, that if you're going to do this at night, you got to do religious program, you know, from like 7 in the morning to 8 at night, and then after that you go to the adult, whatever. But